A host of social services and urban development programs were launched under Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s under the label the Great Society. By one count, there were 399 new federal programs for cities in 1966, up from 44 in 1960, a sign of how engaged with urban issues the federal government had become. Among the most important specific programs of that era were the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 and the Demonstration Cities and Metropolitan Development Act of 1966, usually known as Model Cities. Both these and other Great Society federal programs sought to address social needs of city inhabitants, including educational programs, training, legal services, as well as committing federal funds for physical rehabilitation. Also, the programs associated with the Great Society required recipient cities to establish independent organizations to plan programs, organizations elected by neighborhood people and requiring, quote, maximum feasible participation, end quote. Critics, especially those working from a conservative perspective, have condemned these programs because they did not obviously defeat poverty, but they were a part of what enabled communities of color to mobilize politically, and they did leave a legacy of community-based organizations that still play an important role in stabilizing lower-income communities.